Good afternoon, everybody. It is 7:05 p.m. on a motherfucking Tuesday, and we hope everybody is doing great, staying safe, staying healthy. Maybe you're quarantining, maybe you're not. None of my business, but we know what you should be doing. Carlisle, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man.
You feel great.
I've jerked off about 40 times in the past 4 days.
All right.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of looking at you guys.
Putting up numbers. There was a Heisman numbers. For masturbation.
Dude, I'm telling you, my numbers for masturbation.
Jim Thorpe of masturbating, everybody.
I'm the Jim Thorpe of masturbation.
The Blitnikoff.
And the Jim Thorpe of eating TV dinners while I masturbate. It's the saddest story
fucking
ever.
I will say this. Your TV dinner consumption is alarming.
It's rather alarming.
It's rough. I saw you on like your second pot pie today, and I was
It was my one.
You only had one Stouffer's today?
I had one Stouffer's pot pie. All
right.
It's delicious.
And they are delicious.
94
yes.
cents. But, hey, I'm not no cheap ass, son. You can buy the cheap food, okay? They make you buy the cheap food, but what they don't make you is how you can cook it.
Okay.
That's the beauty of it. That's free will, Jack.
But the preservatives are why you can cook it that way.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, those old ladies that you see with like bat wings, like Old Navy?
Yeah.
That's what that shit is.
Preservatives?
Yeah. And just bad shit. Just butter over the years. Biscuits.
That's just it. The flies off.
Yeah. It's just a bat wing.
I got to get my grandkids this onesie.
Eating a stick of butter. Face down, and I can't believe it's not butter. Fabio. All right, well, that was a weird opening, but that's how it went. Again, hope everybody's been staying safe. It's weird out here.
It's weird.
And it's been a bad week.
Starting to get in touch with our ape thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Not very primal. Not only for people who have the coronavirus. I mean, obviously, it's rough for them. We hope they're getting better.
Yep.
But for Mike's on Twitter. It's been a rough week. I've had a rough go at it here this
had
past
a rough,
week.
Yeah.
All right. So pretty much Mike Gundy's forgot that it's 2020. He thinks that it is still 1842, apparently.
With his mullet. One.
Yep. Yeah, and his son, I think, also has a mullet. So there's that.
Nothing
and
to
I'm
do
pretty sure there's a text
Stillwater.
Of them each other. And his son was like, is my mullet okay or is it going to collect germs? Like an actually thing. Like a thing that the son sent to Mike.
No, but if you cut
that little
hair.
Mullet sent to Big Mullet. And
oh my God.
Big Mullet said, and this is all quote here. Okay, so the NCAA, the presidents of the universities, the Power Five conference commissioners, the athletic directors need to be meeting right now, and we need to start coming up with answers. The Oklahoma State head coach. Oh, wait, hang on. He said, And then, in my opinion, we need to bring, oh, by the way, we're not in a bird farm or anything. There's just apparently birds outside my window. So if you hear that, that's what it is. So in my opinion, we need to bring our players back. They're 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 years old. They're healthy and they have the ability to fight the virus off. If that is true, then we sequester them and continue because we need to run money through the state of Oklahoma, end quote.
Yep. That's a poor-ass state. And
okay, right. But not only are the players – you don't pay them. That's always been a thing, right?
Yep. Not until
so
3 years.
Probably not the best
thing
you
to
know.
Say.
And like, obviously we know it. But, hey, and you know me. I'm going to point out the elephant in the room here. But, obviously, if it was 1842, we know that Gundy would have been with the Confederacy.
And he would have several Gundys strapped to his belties.
Yeah, man. He's, that's, all jokes aside, that's in poor taste. Not good to say. You can't say shit like that.
Not now, no. You can't say shit like that.
No. It's not okay.
I get it. I mean, I get it. I get what he's saying. You can take our Olympics, you know. You can take our concerts.
You just can't take our college
you
football.
You can take even some
you
of
You can't mess.
You can take some of our children,
okay?
It's even our men that are 40,
grandparents.
Okay?
They lived a good life.
Yeah, but
okay?
You can't take away God's sport.
All right.
Which is college football. I like to imagine God watches every football, college football game in a snow globe.
I also would like to imagine that. All right, not going to elaborate on that scenario any longer. The other Mike is Mike Leach.
Yep.
All right, so this is the opposite end of the spectrum for me.
Yeah.
People tried to make this shit about
racist
race
as fuck.
And we all know that is not what Mike Leach said. Now, does Mike Leach, does he have a history of saying outlandish things?
Yes.
Is that why we love him?
Yes.
Is he going to keep doing it?
I hope so.
He will. And the thing that we have to know as humans is he is not, that's not him as a human, man. Like, why has everybody got to spin shit like that? Like, it was a joke on Twitter pretty much saying that he would commit suicide because of how bored he is.
Yeah. How's that racist?
It's not, but because it's a noose and it's in fucking Mississippi.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, there.
What does that mean?
It's racist to think that.
Does that mean if I start a fire in California, people are going to freak the fuck out on me because of forest fires? That doesn't make sense.
Or maybe if you tweet a picture of fire.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's near as big of a fucking deal.
Imagine the head coach.
People are literally
like,
making it that. That's not what it was. And they're making it something that it wasn't.
That's our opinion. What if it was something like he had, a new head coach at USC or something.
Right.
He tweets like, man, I'm so bored of this quarantine. I wish my house would burn down. This is like a picture of a house burned down. You know, I can see how some people would.
I'm just saying, man, like, getting mad at that makes it worse to me because you're bringing attention saying that's.
I can't believe. I honestly thought, if anything, they'd just be like, oh, you can't have a noose. That represents
like
hanging.
That's fucking,
yeah, but
crazy.
I didn't know they would take the race route. That's kind
and
of.
And look,
a,
yes,
that's
look,
a
nooses are
right.
Not good. I mean, I don't ever see nooses. Like, I don't ever, you know, that. I don't know where that would even come into play.
Yeah.
But it's like, we don't want to offend anybody at the end of the day. Everything we say are jokes. And we feel like that was exactly what was intended here. And that people heard that and saw that and tried to make it something that it wasn't, blew it out of proportion and tried to get him to apologize for it. Now they're making him go to museums.
Yeah.
Civil rights museums.
But think about
this. Classes.
In a time where nothing's fucking happening, any little thing is the biggest thing. So you got to be fucking real careful right now.
It's like, what the fuck, man? I don't know. There was no ill intent. If you saw it, you would understand the context.
And he's been tweeting.
Zero ill intent. And he tweets funny, dumb shit. It's dad jokes.
Memes and dad jokes
all the
time.
Dad jokes, dude.
Dumb
That's
pictures.
All it is.
Yeah. And it's funny shit. And honestly, my dad probably would have sent me something like that.
Hey, look at your mom knitted me.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
It's kind of funny if you're not an asshole about it.
It is. And like, we live in fucking Tennessee, okay? It's not. We border that. My mom is from Mississippi, unfortunately.
We grew up in Memphis, which is right across the
street. Right on the
borderline.
Mom's an Ole Miss fan. God bless her. But, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we gotta stick together.
Gundy said, okay? He said, practice going to start May 1st now.
Gundy,
we'll
that's fucked.
Sprints.
He'll probably be dealt with. Leach, leave him alone. You knew what you hired.
Exactly,
you,
that's what
knew
I'm saying.
What you fucking hired.
They did that because they didn't want the same old white guy.
They needed a big money. They wanted a big name coach because they lost out on
offensive
the other two
mind.
They were going to get. They didn't get Joe. They didn't get Prairie or whatever the fuck.
And dude, he's exciting. He brings energy.
He is.
Kids
and players
love him. Yeah, players love him. Kids love him. Dude, he fucking taught a class and the kids like.
And
it was
like, he's got very weird views and odd views. And it's like, he's
a football coach.
These aren't normal humans.
Yeah.
These aren't guys that, like, or this isn't, I guess he's a teacher in a way, but he's not a fucking.
He's not
like,
a filling out TPS reports.
He
in
didn't
a
have
cubicle
to be a role model to you. What he's got to do is create champions that will win and treat them with integrity and respect. Like, but at the end of the day, if you've ever played a competitive sport, a coach is going to get in your ass. That's how it is. And it makes you better. Every player will tell you. If somebody yells at you, you're going to try harder.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be a bitch and quit. Hey, put that to your mouth. Or you're going to be a bitch and quit, one of the two. And that's cool if you do that. Move on. Go find the next thing that you want to do. But come on, Mom. I mean, you can't be. Just let the man be him. He was chilling in Florida, probably, like two Mai Tais in, listening to Jimmy Buffett. Like,
yeah, just like,
this is silly. Hey,
I wonder if Smokey the Vol and that Wolverine in Michigan fault, what would happen? Man. Oh, wait, I'm going to send this tweet out. Like, that's what happened.
That's probably exactly what happened. That's probably more what can happen than...
Oh, our AC's out, by the way, so this shit is fucking... It is hot.
This has become what was a podcast now to its own sport.
Yeah, this is a sport. I'm losing... Oh, I need to keep track of the...
I need to keep the calorie count.
My heartbeat. I got to keep my...
The heart rate. Oh, my Apple Watch is on the charger here, but it appears I'm going to have to snag it on off there. Slap it on the wrist. Get the old beat levels.
Get the old beats per minute.
The old... See how the piston's running.
Hey, it's a motor joke.
All right. So, with all this corona bullshit going on, a lot of... stuff that normally wouldn't be news, I think, is news now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can like we agree everything. On that?
Yeah. Like, okay. Like the 2K tournament?
Right. Exactly like that. Now, I will say I would still be interested in that if there were sports going on, because I'm just that kind of guy.
Yeah, me too. I watch it. Like, I just don't make it happen while sports, real shit's going on.
I will. I'll watch
it. Do it like a fucking Tuesday night at like 9:30.
You know, if they live stream it on Instagram.
Yeah, man. Oh, dude, now I'll do it. Hey, no commercials, you know though. No commercials,
you just
though.
Went from you just went to Joey
Diaz. Hey, no commercials, though.
Well, now you're like.
Hey, no commercials, though.
Okay. You just transformed into something else.
Your Pikachu is a
bug. iRacing. Bubba Wallace rage quit.
Yeah. Hey, but they picked up Juan Pablo Montoya.
Hey, I tell you what, son. I'll tell you. Bubba Wallace rage quit. I'll say it again. On iRacing. It's not even real. And he quit. What does that say about your your character?
That you're a quitter.
Yes, it does say that you're a quitter. And if you quit, that means that you don't do anything. And if you don't do anything, that means...
Well, I guess it means whatever you want it to mean.
It begs the question, mm-hmm. how many times he's wanted to quit in a real race.
Wow.
Because if you can do that, you can't do that shit.
Right.
But you can stop and get off your little iRace machine.
Take your suit off.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
You're just pissed the whole time.
Your helmet.
Sweaty. Yeah, he why did he rage quit? Did he say exactly why?
Like yeah, what? He got wrecked or something. Or somebody.
Oh, his Wi-Fi went out.
Here's the footage here. So, Boyer. Oh man, Clint Boyer. So he seems peeved. Seems mad.
He's about PO'd, son.
I love how they're trying to pretend like they're not mad. Like, man, ha, Bubba, God, but dang, man, you wrecked me. Motherfucking sack of shit.
Yeah. God.
Like, they're so mad.
Like, they're just...
They take this shit so serious.
Yeah, they want to act like they're just chilling at home, but...
I tell you, we didn't go quite back far enough on that replay, son. Here it is. Oh. So, yeah. Pretty much that happened, and Bubba said Bubba out as he left. So here we go. 14 still clear. Go back inside, full.
Oops, that's clear. Bubba out.
Said bullshit.
Fucking pussy. Sounds like a grown Xbox Live child. I'm out. Peace out. He said, peace out.
Wow. Yeah, man. So, he said, I'm dying at my mentions right now. I ruined so many people's day by quitting a video game. A video game. Ha ha ha. Quarantine life is rough.
Now he's just being a bitch.
Yeah, man, Blue Emu was not happy with him. They actually dropped him as a sponsor.
Damn.
And they apparently have butt cream or something. GTK, where you stand, bye-bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters. I mean, rage quit. And then they sent him a tweet of Donald Trump saying you're fired.
The Apprentice. Pretty clever.
So, first off, Bulimu, I want you to know right now, off the bat, I've never fucking heard of you, okay? And I didn't know what it was that you sell. I still honestly don't. I read it, and I forgot. That's how forgettable it was.
But, if I ever do need any cream,
I'm not going to call you because...
I'm going to call Destin.
Yep. Because I don't even know what that is either. Why do you know what that is?
Because it's a household item.
Okay. All right. Moving forward here. Kevin Durant lost in the first game of the NBA 2K series that we were talking about previously in last week's shows. Carlisle, will you please discuss that?
He really showed up a leg short.
Do you have any topics? Do you have any info on that?
On the 2K?
Yeah.
No, that's not interesting to me.
Why?
Because it's a video game. I would rather go play myself.
Right. But wouldn't you rather watch the players play each other, Carlisle?
But we already watched them get to play each other with their actual bodies.
Isn't that insane? It's Inception. They're using their actual bodies to play with their actual bodies on a video game.
Whoa.
And then we use our actual bodies.
That actually just tripped me out. I was just thinking a little weird. What if we were playing video games of us, bro?
All right, never mind. There, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole again. So what we will talk about is something that we wanted to do. We saw a lot of other people do it, and we originally were making fun of it because fuck you, but now we're doing it because we're bored. So we're going to give you our – well, Carlisle here called an audible and did the – so we're picking our all –
offense, all team,
all time. Apparently, I thought it was all decade, but all time college team. Today, we're only going to give you the offense, but I created pretty much an all decade roster. I made some adjustments to it, but don't get mad at me, okay? And then, Carlisle, what do you? So do you have any thoughts, you dumb bitch?
Are we taking first pick?
I'm a dumb bitch, so...
Because I got...
We're both dumb bitches together, and we're going to both do these picks together. Do you want to... Here, let's flip.
All right, let's flip, and then we're going to bet how many we got the same, because I fucking know it's probably four.
Four?
Four players at least we got
the same. At least?
At least.
I'm going to go the under on four.
Okay.
Because I tried to be different.
Tails never fails.
Damn. Wait. Yeah, that's Tails.
Tails, alrighty.
All right, in the first pick of the 2020 Mock B Team The Dome Draft, we have bing, ba-ding,
the Carlisle's select. I'm gonna pick a quarterback on this one.
Okay. First overall rookie,
Case Keenum.
Ooh,
now I say this. Now I say this. Now I say this.
Alrighty. I feel now pretty confident about my team now.
Now I say this.
Uh-huh.
He had 155 career touchdowns at Houston.
Yeah.
That's over half. That's over more than half than Tim Tebow or Peyton Manning had. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this, we're talking college.
Who do you play every week? Tulsa?
Memphis?
Okay.
Tough? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're just talking stats. College. I see Tom Brady's like, you know, you wouldn't want to pick him now, so.
No, well, you
I'm going
could,
Case.
Well, you could. All right, whatever. All right.
There you go. Who's your pick, Jack?
And with the second pick of the 2020.
Of the coronavirus draft.
Dome coronavirus draft. The Boris Borisingtons select. Quarterback from Louisville, Kentucky, Lamar Jackson.
Woo!
What do you think of that? Heisman winner, broke the record for most touchdowns in the season. SEC, ACC, any conference.
And also has one of the most popular vines that went around several years back.
It is the stop and go in high school.
Exactly.
All right. Carlisle, who you got next, my G?
All right,
second
man.
Second string quarterback.
Second string quarterback going to... Dun, 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 dun. I just needed a guy who could throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
Wow.
Was that...
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, no, mine's... I'm very confident.
Drew Brees, Purdue.
No, hey, son. I'll tell you what, that's a comparison. It's very similar. Joe Burrow, they're both from Louisiana. Hey, nine. Hey, whatever. What? All right, so
Jamarcus Russell, what is 9?
Sure. But there's some things that aren't, you know, similar. So what we will say here is that your quarterbacks
are the shit.
Are not better than my quarterbacks. So
who's your quarterback?
Yeah, with the backup quarterback is another Heisman winner named Cameron Newton. Cameron Newton the third.
That's a solid pick. Solid quarterbacks you got there.
What do you think about that? You like those?
I like them.
All right, now you get your first receiver pick.
Receiver, we're going receivers next.
We're doing 4 receivers apiece here, ladies and gentlemen.
Receiver, my first receiver. 2003. We're going to pick the year because, you know, a little different year.
I didn't write all the years down.
All right, Larry Fitzgerald, Pitt.
Fuck.
He was very good.
Didn't pick him because I knew you were going to.
Really?
Yeah.
In 2003, he had 22 touchdowns for 1,679 yards, dude.
Yep.
Insane.
Yeah, I would never pick him. All right. We're going. Here we go. Jerry Rice. Mississippi Valley. What do you think of that one, huh? What do you have to say?
I know he did well in NFL, and he did well in college.
No,
but
his college is legendary.
Really?
That's how I got to the NFL.
That's how all of them.
Who's your next pick?
My next pick, wide receiver. Looking at Randy Moss.
Wow.
97.
In college.
Yes, in college. 1997. Marshall. He had 26 touchdowns for 1,822 yards. Bob, that's high as shit.
That's a lot of touchdowns, Steve. A lot of yards, a lot of stuff in one season, son. Oh, man, not cool. Not cool. Sorry, girlfriend ruined it, but that's all right. The next pick here is, and ladies and gentlemen, don't worry, I love my girlfriend. If it's an emergency, I'd get a text. So, Justin Blackmon.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oklahoma
kind of
State.
It's kind of an under there.
40 touchdowns.
Good.
Pretty solid.
Pretty
damn good. 3,600 yards. You know, nothing too crazy or anything.
My next receiver, I like Amari Cooper.
Oh.
I thought he was a solid receiver at Alabama.
Biletnikoff Award winner.
Oh, yeah. 2014, 16 touchdowns and 1,750 yards. That's ridiculous.
He's one of the best ever,
dude. Dude, he's insane.
Next for me?
Yep.
Michael Crabtree.
Okay.
Baller. Stud muffin.
In college?
Yeah.
Stud muffin.
Unreal, son.
NFL, though. Don't put your sorry ass receiver on me like Crabtree.
Yeah. Little different
story.
Got broke a little bit, but that's okay. Who else you got here? Who's your final receiver?
You're not gonna like it. Terrell Owens, UT Chattanooga.
Actually, I do like that pick.
Yeah, I like him. I wanted some fast guys, some good hands, some big guys. I wanted all around. I think Larry Fitz and T.O. are my big guys.
I like that. So my next pick is going to be, and you might not even remember him, but I'll tell you right now, this son of a bitch, from 2008 to 2011, I saved the best for last here. In case you're wondering who I'm talking about, it's Ryan Broyles from Oklahoma.
Hey, like,
my man was
a Sooner homer
in
this month.
First team, all Big 12, okay? 2 seasons in a row, 2010 and 2011. Second in FBS career receptions and second in FBS career receiving yards. That is career all time. Pretty big deal. 7 receptions for 141 yards in his first game ever, which was a freshman record. He also set the freshman record for 46 receptions. I mean, God bless America. Kid doesn't get enough credit. Didn't really have a great Detroit Lions career for other reasons. That's all right. Did play with the Dallas Renegades in the XFL.
Hootie-hoo!
So, a big fan of him. He's only 31 years old. Nice guy.
Young guy.
And he likes long walks on the beach, since it's All-American 2010-2011.
Consensus.
Ryan Broyles, ladies and gentlemen. Running backs.
Running backs. My first string running back. Good Lord. Oh, you Herschel Walker!
Oh,
I mean, how can you not?
I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to do it, but I didn't. All right, you want to know who I fucking have?
Reggie Bush.
Barry Sanders.
Ooh! Boom! Bang! Boom. The Oklahoma State Cowboy went on to play for the Lions, had a very successful career in Detroit.
Well, until it was cut short.
Ooh.
But that's okay because he's a legend. All right, so who do you have next?
Man, I have Reggie Bush because he's a beast.
He is a beast.
But that year didn't count. So Bo Jackson.
But he did have two other years.
Yeah, but the year that he was the best at.
Right.
Apparently didn't count. Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
That's my third.
Fuck you. You can't do that. You just did two in a row.
That's the first time that's happened.
And you can't do that because that was my next pick.
Fuck. All right.
So fuck you. That doesn't count. Not only is it infringement of turn, but now you get reduced points.
All right. I got another one in mind.
It's
so
an
go.
Infraction. Code infraction
you
here.
Hey,
won't be fucking tolerated.
I might go like you pick now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Here. Let me. I'm greeny. No, dude. Fuck you. Fuck that. Now I get another one. It's Zeke. Zeke's my new one. Yeah, take that. Champion. National champion.
So that's him instead of Bo?
Yes, I picked him instead. He's my sub in because I had another guy.
I got the all-time leader.
Who?
Donnell. Hey, San Diego State. San Diego State.
The Aztecs. Kawhi.
What's going on? Yes.
If I buy a table off Facebook, will you help me get it? Yeah, so that's exactly what my girlfriend called me for. If anybody was
not,
wondering.
We're in the middle of a pandemic and she needs a table.
Right, that is hilarious.
Maybe to lay down and hook IVs up to. I don't know.
Okay, so my last running back is Ricky Williams.
Solid, yeah. Solid. Got a little trouble for marijuana, but could really run the football.
All righty, now we're gonna move into the best part. The offensive line. The motherfuckers battling in the trenches. Stomping on fingers, spitting in eyes. Just doing whatever they can to survive. And make sure that their team behind them succeeds. Now, with the first pick of the offensive line B-Team Dome Coronavirus Draft, Carlisle selects.
We would like to pick center Barrett Jones, Alabama.
Fuck you, dude.
Yay!
It's okay. I have backups because I knew you would do that shit. All right. That's what I get for letting you go first. Next one. The Boris Borisingtons would like to select, out of Wisconsin University, Joe Thomas.
Boo!
That was less written down.
Yeah.
But not in my story.
Who do you have next?
We are choosing a right tackle. For this pick, Arkansas, Dan Skipper.
Yep, didn't pick him because I don't suck. Okay, that was a good pick. So, with the next pick, the Boris Borisingtons select tackle out of the University of Virginia, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. The best offensive lineman in all of the land. ACC, all first team. NCAA, all first team. Don't know if that's true, but I'm saying it. Carlisle, what are you doing?
Checking something out here.
All right, so I have two offensive linemen. This is your third offensive lineman.
My right guard, still playing right now. Yep. Looks good, has a little bit of health condition, but I love him. Great guy. Trey Smith, right guard, all-American.
It's a good pick. What can I say? It's a good pick. I like the pick a lot. All right, so my center here, taking Greg Esmer. This man right here has battled out in the trenches his entire life, and God bless America, he'll do it till the day he dies. What do you think, Carlisle?
I couldn't agree more, man. Sounds like he's ready to strap on that helmet and get to go.
I'll tell you what right now, fired up. Who's your center, Mr. Carlisle?
I already said it. Barrett Jones.
He's an offensive line. He could play anything, but yes.
He's my center.
Okay, true.
You're looking for my left.
All right, who's your guard? Last?
Well, I got two.
Oh, you have two more.
And a tight end. So I got tight ends.
All right.
My left guard position, a little underrated, a little undersized, but mean as shit. Steve Hutchinson, 1997,
I like that.
Out of Michigan.
I like that
played
a lot.
For the Wolverines for four years.
Great.
Then went on to play a little bit for the Redskins.
Maze.
Don't really know what happened after that. Probably died from some sort of CTE.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a good one. Who's your last offensive lineman?
My last offensive lineman, if I can read it, because I fucking can't even fucking see it. Brian Tricton, Miami. Okay, folks, 2001. He is the only offensive tackle in college football.
Who did you say?
Brian.
Did it?
You did too?
Yeah, dude. You can go eat a bag of baby dicks.
Well, guess what? He is the only offensive lineman to be ranked in the top 10 of the Heisman ballot.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, do you? Because he's my player. So, thank you.
All right. Well, in substitute of him, I'm going to take Michael Orr.
That was a good one.
Memphis. And Briarcrest.
Yeah. Shout out.
And, so fuck you. All right. I'm going first in the tight ends.
Do it, please.
Because you're a bitch.
Go ahead.
We're getting two tight ends apiece.
All right. I wrote three.
Really?
Yep.
You wrote three. My four running backs were Barry, Bo, Zeke, Ricky. Yeah. I almost put OJ, by the way. Honorable mention. All right. Do you want to know who my first running back of all time in college football is? I mean, tight end, sorry. Excuse me.
I don't know.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Do you need to know?
I have to.
You have to know.
I have to.
The people want to know.
I'm going to freak out, dude.
All right. So, this was a hard one, but... Jason Witten out of the University of Tennessee is going to be my first tight end pick.
Oh, that's a good one. He averaged around 12.6 yards while at the University of Tennessee.
His stats at Tennessee were as not as big as you'd expect, but he did have 797
only
yards.
Only seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns.
But in his senior year, had 493 receiving yards. So, way to go, Jason.
Had an SEC East Championship. From a dual threat blocking and receiving.
We all know he went on to live a great career. The Dallas Cowboys, and even a better career in the booth.
Right. So who's your first one? Because he's not on your team.
He was, but now I'm picking a real killer here. Aaron Hernandez.
Wow.
An instinct.
And, instinct killer.
He really did have some.
I mean, he'll stop you right in your tracks.
Dude.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, this guy has such an instinct for the ball. He could get you 10 p.m. Downtown somewhere. You're with your buddy.
Right now, if you try to tackle him, he'd stick you. Okay? He was a real – what they called him was a shooter, all right? He was a quick shooter. And, I mean, he could really just get out and pop off the line real fast, quick, really stick his hands up in there, get aggressive, physical.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bury these guys in the ground.
Bury them. Physically, really rail them in there. I mean, he was just physical beyond belief, Carla. I couldn't agree with you more. Next pick for me is going to be, well, you might know him. I know him. Jeremy Shockey out of Miami.
That's a good one. That's a damn good one. Miami was
2001. Crazy. That year, that team might be one of the best college football teams ever.
Yeah, for sure. That was a
But he
hell
had 61 receptions, 815 yards, 10 touchdowns, 6 feet, 250 pounds of pure fucking muscle.
Won the national title in 2001.
Come off it.
Hey, come off it.
So,
and for my final tight end.
Wait, who's your second?
This is my second.
Okay.
Okay. OJ Howard.
Oh, Alabama.
Alabama. Yes.
So you're not going three?
I can go three. I'll find another one.
Go three.
They're everywhere.
Go three. I have my third. Oh, shit. You want to hear it?
Yes, go ahead.
Dallas Clark.
Oh!
University of Iowa. Stats, 77 yards, 77 receptions, 1,251 yards, 8 touch dizzles. Wow, pretty solid there from Dallas Clark. Wow, that's a pretty solid team, dude, all right? That's a solid team, and I don't care what anybody says about nothing, all right? That's a pretty good team. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go on Twitter. We're going to put Hunter's team, Carlisle's team, all six of you that are going to hear this. Maybe three of you have a Twitter, so at least do that. Vote. That's all I can ask you to do.
And for my last pick, I really liked Tyler Eifert.
Tyler Eifert?
Tyler Eifert.
Out of Notre Dame?
Yes.
Man, that's a good son of a bitch right
there. You know,
he's
just fast. Athletic, really, for as big as he is.
Big hands.
Big. Hey, his hands are big.
His hands are large.
You know what they say about a guy with big hands?
They got big
big
gloves.
Hey. Oh, don't go tell that one to your mom. You might get in some trouble.
Hey, she might not make you dinner. You know what I'm saying? All right. You probably don't. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. We don't have AC. I'm sweating my ass off. I'm about to go get something to
home.
Eat. I'm hungry. We've been working from home because of the corona. By the way, everybody working from home and everybody, we had a very close friend lose a job. We want everybody to know. We hope, we hope that you get better. If you're going through rough times, we love you. Just stay positive.
We're Americans. We can get through this. Hey, we got football coming up.
Football will happen. You heard it from Mike Gundy. Stay safe. I love you.
Me too.